News this morning that footballer Anele Nkonga has been killed in a car accident, the crash happening at around 5 a.m. on the N2 in KwaZulu-Natal. Tolokelo Mganga, EWN sports journalist in studio. Tolokelo, what do we know about the accident?
Well, so far, Mandy, the police through Brigadier Jay Naika confirming that Nkonga was actually a passenger in that car. The driver of the car is currently in hospital in ICU. The police have now opened a culpable homicide case while they're investigating that case as they wait to find out the details about it. But a lot of the football world is in mourning today following that passing because it was very unexpected. Sundowns had played yesterday. We were expecting him to finally be availed by AmaZulu because we know with the transfer window closing, he wasn't guaranteed a starting spot at the Sundown side that have a very big squad. So AmaZulu was the next best option. He was still 33, very much in his prime, playing very well with Sundowns. That's why he was so wanted by AmaZulu. So it's a very sad morning. I spoke to Gordon Eggersent, the former Bafana Bafana coach, who spent a lot of time with Nkonga within the national team setup, admitting that he was a very quiet guy, gentle, always willing to mix in with the youngsters, being a mentor to them. Even for us on the media side, he was never afraid. Even with the hard questions, he was willing to answer those things. So it is a sad and unfortunate passing.
And just the timing, I mean, he was supposed to be unveiled as an AmaZulu player today, as you say. He had over 50 caps for Bafana. He had a career in Belgium too.
Absolutely. Genk actually releasing a statement an hour ago where they were saying condolences for their former player. He racked up 279 caps. So it shows that within that 10-year period, how important he was for them. Even coming here to South Africa, he came on a big salary. He came with the hype and he earned every right because he did play in the 2010 World Cup. He won the Champions League with Mamelodi Sundowns, was part of the title winning sides. So he is a defender with a huge reputation and it's going to be a loss for the football industry.
Tolokelo Mganga, EWN sports journalist, thank you. How many footballers have we seen dying tragically young like this and so many in car accidents? Really is such sad news.